Chris Evans has just been named Music Breakfast Show of the Year at the ARIAs. Helen Thomas is his executive producer. Chris is going to be pleased with this, is he?
He's going to be over the moon, honestly. It's just great. It's great that we've got an awards ceremony back for the radio industry. And it's fantastic. It's such a different feel. And, you know, it's the live performances have been outstanding. I said to Gregory, you know, what a treat to be presented with an award by Gregory Porter. You know, fantastic, fantastic.
It's already the biggest radio show in Europe in audience terms. He's won loads of awards. So does another one on the shelf make that much difference to someone like Chris Evans?
Of course it does. We're never going to say no to an award. You know, seriously, we're really grateful. The team here works so hard under producer Ellie Davis. They work so hard every day because they're so passionate about what they do. And that kind of passion and enthusiasm stems from Chris himself, you know? I've never known a presenter like him in terms of what he puts in, and what he puts in and what they put in you hear on the radio, which is hopefully why people like us.
And as an exec at Radio 2, what's been the moment on The Breakfast Show over the last 12 months that stood out for you?
There have been so many. Obviously, I think one of the things we're hugely proud of is the 500 words competition, short story writing competition for children aged 13 and under. This year, really upscaled and took place at the Globe Theatre. We had the likes of Tom Hiddleston and Julie Walters reading out the stories of the kids there. That's amazing. But also all the fantastic work Chris does for children in need.
Cool.